know that feeling after you take a nice cold shower and you're like warming back up and your muscles will feel all like, that's how I feel right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I took a nice shower before we got on here. So yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. So it brings up a question, and it's a hotly debated throughout the world. You know, and it's either one way or the other. Robert, do you shower in the morning or do you shower at night?
Oof, this is a good question right here. I am very particular about this one. Very, very particular, my friend. I have to shower at night. I
have to.
Yeah, I cannot. It's either, there's a couple different ways to word this, but in my preference, man, it's either you have to shower at night or you can do both. But no matter what, a shower at night is far more important than a shower in the morning.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Now let me tell you why. I'm glad you asked.
Yeah. And I want to know the backstory. Now, even when you were like a little kid, did you shower before bed? Is that something you picked up from your parents? Is that when your parents told you to shower?
I used to shower in the mornings.
Okay.
So the reason why, I used to shower in the mornings before I went to school in high school or whatever.
Right.
As I went through college though, man, it was that I always showered at night and I very rarely showered in the mornings because I would always shower. Usually I worked out in the afternoons. I would shower right when I got home from the gym. Then I would change and then I would go out for the night, go to the bars, go to friends' houses, whatever. But no matter what, I was showering at night. Then when I started my professional career, man, I kind of adapted that and just said, well, showering at night, man, I've just kind of got used to it. I like taking hot showers right before bed. Relaxes me. Gets me away from the TV. They say that blue light is really bad for you right before bed.
You mean what we do every night before we go to bed?
Yes, exactly. And that you should really try. I've been studying this, man. I've been actually trying really hard to like stay away from TV like the last hour before bed. But they say like blue lights are terrible for you. That the worst thing that you could do is be staring at your phone and then like put it down and immediately try and fall asleep. And so showering kind of helps me with that. It forces me to set down my phone. I can like turn it off. I actually, believe it or not, Gage, I have a reminder on my phone that at 7:45, I need to put down the phone and not pick it up again. And that the only light that I allow is this massive
light bulbs and a giant four computer. How many computer screens do you have? Three, four?
Four computer screens and this massive RGB computer next to me. Yeah.
Good. Well, as long as the RGB isn't blue, you're probably fine. Just go with the opposite, like yellow, and then that'll counteract the screens, and then you'll be good to go.
In fact, I see red, yellow, green, purple. Yeah, I mean, everything turquoise. Yeah. There's a little pink. Bit of dark blue, but, you know, that's okay. So this kind of carried over. But then the other thing, too, we're getting personal now. I have incredibly sensitive skin, man. Like,
okay.
Unfathomable, ungodly, just annoyingly sensitive skin, dude. And I can't use like normal sunscreen. I can't use like normal detergent. Margaret can't use fabric softeners. My clothes have to be washed with like a low allergenic whatever, and no sense of any sort at all whatsoever. So if I go to bed without taking a shower, then I will wake up, dude, just like tons of acne, completely broken out.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
Has it gotten better or worse as you've gotten older?
Worse, and it very well could be because of the fact that I shower every single night. I don't know, and not in the mornings. I don't know. I doubt it, but because that doesn't make any sense. But
not really, no. I mean, it could be, you know, maybe the hot. You take a hot shower or a cold shower?
I will start out with hot. I will gradually make it as hot as I humanly possibly can stand it. And then I like to flip it to cold for like the last 30 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reasoning for that is that, well, there's a lot of like health benefits to it, essentially. Long story short, I won't go into the details with the whole thing to bore you.
But I mean, we got a whole hour. You might as well go into it. Listen, folks, this whole episode, we're talking about showering. So get ready. Getting into the nitty gritty.
Shower nitty gritty.
Shower beers.
I guess if you want to really dive into the details of it, man, just Google ice baths, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's that. It's all of that plus some. So essentially, man, when you heat your body up to an extreme temperature and using like hot water and hot showers, it does specific stuff to like your blood, and it does specific things to your skin and loosens up pores, gets out dirt. It does things to your blood pressure and your blood flow and all this stuff. And then when you immediately swap it to cold, it's like jumping into an ice bath, and it does, I guess, miraculous things, man, to your skin. It tightens up the pores. It stops dirt from getting in there. It makes it easier. So then that way, I guess, like for me, at least with super hyper, you know, allergenic skin, a dirty towel won't even affect me at that point, you know. But it does things to your metabolism. It does things for blood flow, and it's just, tons of different things. So, the other reason, though, in where I'm kind of, I guess, I think more people probably, I'm just guessing. I'd be curious. Maybe we're going to have to put a poll out on this episode, but, I'm assuming
got,
a lot of
I
people.
I think they got rid of the, I don't mean to interrupt. I think they got rid of the polls on the podcast thing.
We'll put the poll on like YouTube or Facebook or some shit. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I like that.
But I'm assuming, man, that a lot of people probably adopted afternoon showers, though, during the pandemic, when you'd go out all day, you'd get COVID all over you. People were freaking the fuck out. They would come home, rip off their clothes and shower immediately. essential workers, man, everyone I worked with adopted this, like immediately went home and showered. Really? Our friends Ashley, Nina, and Jackie, all of them, dude, they would go home, they would strip down like in the garage. Well, not Nina because she lived by herself, but like Ashley and Jackie, they would literally strip down in the garage, before they left work, they'd put a clean pair of clothes on a table in the garage. And then they would strip down their clothes, put the dirty clothes in like a Tupperware box, put a lid on it, and then put some like semi-clean clothes on or whatever, and then walk upstairs, go shower, and then put those dirty clothes that were a little bit cleaner than the ones that they had on into the washer, and then put on fully clean clothes. And that's what Ashley did through the entire pandemic.
Huh.
Living with Barb. Who's very old and fragile.
Right. She's fragile because she weighs like 48 pounds.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Not even by choice. I found this out the other day. Not even by choice. Apparently she's been trying to gain weight for several years now, and it's like impossible for her.
So. I mean, she walks like 5 miles a day at like 5 miles per hour. So, you know, that probably doesn't help.
Yeah, I told my wife, I was like, I bet I could get her to gain weight. Her routine will be sit on the couch and I'm going to go buy her fast food like 4 times a day. And you have to eat all of it. It'll make you sick. And when you get sick, I'm buying you more fast food. That'll make you
gain weight. And I don't want to hear you complaining.
No complaining. Yeah, no. Because I would be happy as could be if someone fetched me Chick-fil-A 4 times a day. You know. So, what about you, my friend? What are you, morning or afternoon shower, hot, cold? And
It depends. I'm almost always a cold shower person, unless I've been like out in the cold, like when I used to do snow removal and stuff, like I'd get home and you're just like frozen. And the only way to really warm up is with like a hot shower, you know, like fully submerging yourself in water is the best way. The next best thing is like a hot shower. So I would do it then. But generally speaking, no, I'm more of a cold shower person, and especially in the summer. I just take a straight up cold shower. I just get in and it's cold, and it's cold the whole time. In terms of when I shower, it sort of depends. Usually, especially when I'm busy with work, it's always at night. Because like I don't give a shit really how I look at work. I have a hat on, like, you know, whatever. And then if I'm not showering at night, generally I'm kind of like a twice a day person almost. Like I will, if I have to, like I'll shower before bed or like in the late afternoon, and then I shower again in the morning, depending on how I have to look for the day, you know. You know, if I don't have to look good, you know, I'm not really worried about my hair. I'm not taking a shower in the morning.
See, the only times that I shower in the morning, man, is that if I woke up, because I always wake up and I'll do like some sort of small workout.
Yeah.
But the only times that I'll do a two a day is if I worked out hard enough to actually like break a sweat to the point where I know that I smell like crap. Because this is the other thing too, man. Like when I sweat, I stink, bro. I will fucking clear a room with a hard workout, man. It's not pretty. So I will shower twice a day. So usually even my workouts are a little limited in the morning, but yeah. How long of a shower do you usually take? Are you a long shower or a short shower?
I'm a speed racer. As quick as I can get in and out, I'm done. Not really. I mean, I crawl around in the dirt and I dig holes a lot at work. Many days I need to take a long shower and I'm in there like scrubbing my fingernails and getting all the dirt off my knee. Like I'm just gross a lot of times. So I don't really like long showers. I'm definitely more of a short shower person.
Yeah.
But it also depends on what I'm doing in the shower. The shower's like the, you can do anything in that. Well, that sounds really weird. let me rephrase this. Robert, have you ever brushed your teeth in the shower?
I have before, yeah, but that's not a usual thing. And I don't understand people, I guess, that in general that try to like shave, brush your teeth, like everything in the shower. I'm just not that guy. I've tried it, not a fan.
Okay.
You can catch me listening to music, drinking like two or three beers in the shower.
But you're not brushing your teeth in there.
No, and I just stand there in the hot fucking water for 20 minutes. I'll do that occasionally. That's a nice moment.
When you're just hanging out there and just standing in, when you got the time drinking a beer or whatever, do you get pretty pruney? Like, do you prune easily?
Yeah, I used to competitively swim, though, for 10 years, so it doesn't bother
me. Okay.
Yep.
But I'm definitely a pruney person if I'm in the water for more than like 10 minutes. It doesn't bother me. It's just kind of one of those things.
Yeah, I'll get pruney too. I'll just stand there and I'll play with the water. You know, you cup it on your chest and then drop it.
Yep, drop it and try and make a big old like splat noise.
Yeah. You know, stand on the drain, see if you can get it to fill up, kind of thing.
That's hilarious. I do the same thing. Have the water roll down your arm and you shoot it off your finger and you're like, ha ha. Yeah,
you're like, ha ha, Spider-Man. yeah 100%. Good, dude. Okay. I'll do all that shit, just staying there chugging beers, listening to music. And just like, the other thing too, man, that you gotta understand, when you're a dad, like that's quality alone time right there.
Sure You know, you don't get that a lot.
No, it's in the sound of the running shower, man. Especially like my shower, it's enclosed with glass pretty well, where there's a very small gap at the top. So even if my kids are like screaming, pounding on the door, can't really hear them. Like, I know they're there, but I can't really hear them.
Right.
So I can just tell them to go downstairs and eventually they'll just leave me alone if the door's locked. So it really is kind of, you know, it's kind of like my poop time, you know, eventually they just go away.
Yeah. That's your time and they learn it eventually.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. No, I mean, I ignore the world when I'm in there and, you know, I get a lot of phone calls and stuff and I see my phone ring and I'm like, damn, that's fucking crazy, man. And then I just kind of stand there. But I'm not really. Yeah, I usually don't take really long showers. Yeah. It's like kind of, or like when you're sick and you take that hot shower, like when you got a really bad cold or like a sinus infection or whatever, and you get in that hot shower, it feels incredible. Yeah. Like to the point where like I will stand there and it's like, you know, when you've been in a hot tub too long and like you get out and you're like shaky.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like that, you know.
Go take a cold shower afterwards. Yeah.
And then you're just sort of like, totally worth it.
Yeah. And that's where, man, I feel like there's one of the best showers that I've ever taken, man, in my entire life, though, was when I got home from Europe after 19 days.
Yeah.
The showers over there were so small. Like, unbelievably small, dude. You would not believe, like, I mean, it's uncomfortably small. And it blows my mind how anyone, like, I don't know. We're just, I guess I don't mean to sound like ignorant. We've just become so accustomed to our lives, right?
Sure.
So,
America's a lot more spread out.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, yeah.
Yeah. And so, not only that, but then they don't really have like big water heaters and stuff, man. And it's all like, you know, so the showers over there were just, you want to talk about speed showering and you want to talk about like, you don't have that many supplies and you have to like go to the store almost every day, find some general store with some really shitty quality European soap that you can't even like read the description on, and it came, or it's like hotel.
You're like, I'm pretty sure this is soap.
Yeah. It was just like, it was one of those things, man, where it's like at first, the first like week, you're like, oh, this is cool. You know, whatever. I can live with this. And then the second week you're like, okay, I'm kind of over this a little bit. Like this is, tired of these, like, when I say speed showering, man, I mean like you've got like 3 minutes, dude, until you're like out of hot water and it has to recharge for your roommate to
take theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the 19th day, man, you're just like, God, I just need like, I need a fucking hot cheeseburger and a 20-minute fucking shower with a good cold craft beer. And that is exactly what I did, dude. I flew into Denver after a 27-hour flight. Margaret picked me up. We went to Red Robin. Went to Red Robin, downed a burger, drank the tallest fucking cold beer I could possibly find, took a long hot shower, and then I fell asleep for like 19 hours or something ridiculous. I fell asleep from like 5 until it was literally like, I don't know, man, like 7 o'clock the next day or something stupid. So
yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
Hot showers after camping too.
When you've been out doing, those hit different.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Haven't showered for like 3 days.
You've been trying to just kind of keep yourself half clean with creek water or whatever.
Yeah. Just staying in creek water, fishing. You smell like crap and campfire and you're just like, you know, especially like if you, depending if you're near a creek or not and like how smoky the firewood is and all that kind of stuff. But
right.
All right. I got some other personal questions for you.
Oh, I like this. Wait.
Yeah.
Before we move on, I do have another question about showers. Oh. Okay. What is your favorite shower beer?
Oh, dude. I like something crisp and cold to go down.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, because you're in a hot shower, you're going to want something cold.
Yeah, like anything, man, that's just kind of like a light lager, you know, or like a Corona something, you know, summer ale, just something really crisp. Yeah. I guess it kind of depends on the time of year too, though, man, because then during the summer, I don't take as hot of showers like you were saying, right? They're slightly cooler, so crisp beers are nice. During the winter, though, man, I could stand there and drink 3 vanilla porters back to back to back and just not in the fucking hot. Like, a shower so hot, like, I'm just, like, glowing red. Like, Margaret will even just be like, what were you doing?
I don't know. Just hanging out. I don't know. You were in there for 45 minutes.
I don't know. Trying to melt my skin off, I guess. Yeah, and sometimes I'll take like a 20-minute shit before I take a 20-minute shower, you know?
With the water going in the shower?
No, steaming it up?
No, okay, all right.
Take a 20-minute shit, you know? Then you don't have to be as clean, and then you jump in the shower.
Just like, nip, good enough.
Good enough for the government. Yep.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah. Gage, have you ever been caught picking your nose or scratching your butt in public?
I mean, I'm sure. I don't have like a distinct memory of like, you know, standing over there just like this and then like looking over and somebody's looking at me like, I don't really have that. I mean, I'm sure people have seen me scratch my butt. I don't really think about it. I just kind of do it.
Down the pants, though.
No.
Save that for home.
Save that for home. Oh, it's just like getting home and taking a nice shower when you're really gross. Getting home and scratching your butt.
Oh, shit. That's too funny. Did your parents ever catch you masturbating or having sex?
No.
Really?
Not that I know of, at least, no.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I can't say the same.
I tried to be a very secretive person growing up. And I think I was pretty good at it. You know, I think it's one of those things you think you're good at it, but maybe I wasn't, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't say the same. Parents definitely walked in on me having sex with my girlfriend at the time.
How old were you at this point?
16 or 17.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. So
high school.
Yeah, junior in high school, I think. Super awkward. Obviously, they knew exactly what was happening. That's why they walked up there. And They opened the door.
They knew what was happening, and instead of ignoring it, they... Okay, go ahead.
Yep. So my mom walked in while my dad waited downstairs.
Okay.
Not too sure who decided that was like the
They're down
the best.
There flipping a coin, doing rock, paper, scissors, like, all right, who's doing this?
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know how that... I didn't want to know either, you know, so it was just like, whatever, you know. But this is the best part, man. So my mom walks in and she like, well, she doesn't even walk in. She just kind of like cracks the door and she like pokes her head in and she's like, hey, guys. And she's on top. We're under the covers, but she's on top. And so I just kind of like, I'm like holding her now, you know?
Right.
And we just both go like silent. And my mom is like, what are you guys doing? And so, I like start like caressing her back. And I'm like, mom, she was crying.
She had a really hard day.
She had a really hard day. Really and my mom hard. Was like, yeah, I know what you two were doing. Get dressed and come downstairs. And I was just like, but mom, she's so sad. And my mom was like, just like, Robert, I'm not buying that. Like, get dressed and come downstairs. And I was like, shit. Okay.
Okay.
I was like, all right. So she got sent home and that was that.
Nice.
So, yeah. It was...
Now, were there consequences? Was she not allowed over anymore? What happened afterwards? Like, did you have an awkward dinner conversation?
No.
Or was
no,
it just sort of dropped after that?
No, it was like we went downstairs. My parents were like, Allison, I think it's best you go home. And I was like, she was like, okay, sorry, you guys. Like, talk to you later. And my parents sat me down then and they were just like, Robert, were you using protection? And I was like, yeah. What? Where are you going with this? And they're like, okay. Two things here. They're like, we understand life and you as a teenager and all this stuff. And that's fine. But two things here. Rule number one, don't do it in our house. That's disrespectful. And especially when we're at home. Especially when we're at home. And I was like, yeah, okay. That's fair. I fucked that one up. My bad. They're like, rule number two.
Especially when we're at home, Robert.
Yeah, yeah. That's I fucked that up. And then they're like, rule number two, you better be wearing protection, because we promise you that if you have a kid at this age, it will fuck over your life for the rest of your life. And I was like,
yeah.
All right, both very good points. My bad. Won't happen again. And then my dad walked into my room the next day while I was like laying there playing video games or some shit. And he threw a fucking box of condoms at my face. And he was like, here you go, idiot. And I was like, all right, thanks.
What do you even do in that situation? You're so like, thanks.
I guess. I'm just like, where do I put these now? He knows about them. So it's like, you know, I don't have to hide them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they don't have to find them in your sock drawer or something, you know?
Nope. Exactly, yeah. Man. So, great questions though, right? All great questions. Showering, yes. Embarrassing moments, butt scratches.
Embarrassing butt scratches, nose picking. Now, hold on. Have you ever had somebody in public seen you picking your nose? I mean, we all pick our nose when we're driving, so we've all probably been caught doing it then. Have you ever scratched your butt, hand down the pants, butt scratch in public and been caught?
Okay, so I was a nose picker back in elementary school. I'm just kind of like a disgusting human being, you know, in general, man.
Okay.
Yeah, you're about to learn a lot more. So I was a nose picker back in elementary school, and let's be honest, everyone's a fucking nose picker, man. You're a liar.
Totally.
Yeah, you're a liar if you say that you're not a nose picker. And it doesn't need to be raw, but even if you take like a tissue and wrap it around your finger and pick your nose, like, right. You're still a nose picker.
You're still picking your nose. And not to get off topic again here, but man, sometimes when like your nose, like you get that really dry booger in there and you get it out. Oh my God, that feeling. Like there's nothing like it in the world, man. It's like when you got to take a shit really bad and you finally get it out and it's like, this is great.
You cork it.
This is amazing. Yeah.
I feel unleashed. You get that dry and you're like a free man. it was super deep. Yeah.
It's got that big string attached to it. Yeah. And it's almost like, I wish somebody would have seen that. I fucking wish somebody would have seen that.
Yeah. Cause someone would have been like, that's disgusting, but I feel so good for you right now, my friend.
But.
You know? But I feel pretty good for you. Yeah. And that's where I'm just like, so elementary school, man, I mean, I would pick my nose clear as day out on the playground, didn't give two shits.
I mean, like, you know, every kid I would just pretty do the, much did.
The classic, like, you know, sure. You kind of pinch it, stick
yeah,
your
you
thumb
get
up
your
there,
thumb in
kind
there,
of pinch
put your
it.
Pointer on the outside, and then, yeah, you pull them off, and then.
And then you flick it. And you just flick it, and that was it. So I got caught quite a few times in elementary school doing that, and they called me a nose picker, and I was like, whatever, bro, you'll be... It's like calling someone a butt licker. Like, whatever, dude. Half of you eat ass as an adult anyways, you know?
Right.
Because you find it a kink, so, you know, whatever. I was, like, I knew these things. Like, I knew these things, you know? And then it was kind of the same thing, man. Elementary school... Oh, dude, I'd scratch my ass and raw ass in public. I didn't care. And people would be like, ew, gross. And I'm like,
that's right.
It's inside of my underwear, dude. My leg is probably, my foot is probably dirtier than the backside of my butt cheek. All right. Like,
as long as you're not like digging at your butthole, it's not weird.
Yeah. Like, dude, my arm is probably dirtier than my butt cheek is, you know?
Yeah, it's like, covered by two layers of clothing.
Yeah, unless you're shitting your pants on a daily level, dude. Like, that butt cheek is probably cleaner than...
We all had that kid in our class that fucking pooped their pants 3 times a year, and you're just like, God damn it, Tommy, get it together.
His name is Tyler. Tyler Krupgut.
Yep, he still does that 3 times a week.
Still does.
Some people don't grow out of it.
Yeah, still does it as an adult, man. Yeah. So... These were my logics when I was a kid. I was like, I already know everyone picks their nose, and I guarantee you my butt is cleaner than half of my body because I wash it in the shower every night or every morning, and it was like, it's protected by clothes. How could it be dirty? I'm not walking around like shitting my pants, so how could it be dirty? You know?
Right. Yeah.
But now as an adult, I don't do it, so I don't
know. Yeah, you kind of hold off on it, you know? Ooh.
I meant to do that earlier.
What?
Totally forgot.
What are you drinking there?
Hard seltzer margarita Topo Chico.
Nice.
I have a reason for this before you judge me.
It's too late for that.
I came from Fuzzy's drinking beer Ritas, and I didn't want to. All I have are IPAs in the fridge.
Hey, you didn't want to switch over to that. That makes sense.
I figured a margarita Topo Chico probably will go better after a freezing cold margarita from Fuzzy's. So there you go.
Nice. Understandable. I get that.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay. Gage, are you ready, my friend?
Maybe. Do I have to have are a button ready that I got to press? I'm just going to guess.
Video game review.
Oh my God. You have a review? Wait. Do I need to hit the 5-minute review button?
Yeah.
Is this the 5-minute review button or is it the other one? Hold on 1 second. Just, hold on 1 second.
Dun, 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 dun.
Did you recently have a birthday? Or maybe a Christmas and you received money from your grandma and you don't know how to spend it? Maybe your credit card isn't fully maxed out yet and you got a little wiggle room in there to buy a new pair of headphones or maybe a new keyboard for the computer. But how are you supposed to know what keyboard is good or what pair of headphones is good? Are they all good? Are they all bad? Well, we here at Tech Brew Games can help you answer that question. This is 5-Minute Reviews, where in under 5 minutes, we tell you whether or not a product is worth putting on that maxed out credit card.
All right, Gage, are you ready to start the timer for me?
No.
What are you drinking on, my friend?
I hit a button too.
Yeah, that was the wrong button to hit.
Scratched my butt too hard. No, it's just water.
There you go. You know, there you go. All right. Can you hit the timer button? Don't we have a 5-minute timer button? If not, it's okay.
No. I can. I think I got. Hold on. While I'm choking, tell a butt scratching story or something for a second while I set this up.
Yesterday I was at work and my butt itched, so I had to close my office door and then I scratched my butt and then.
Oh, here, I got a better question for you.
Then I went and washed my hands and I went back to work.
When you are in the shower, you said you listen to music. What are you using to listen to music?
Oh, so I used to have a waterproof Bluetooth speaker.
You did?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was awesome, dude. I loved it.
Was it?
It was actually, it's just this $20 speaker I got on Amazon. It had a suction cup and a carabiner. You could hook it around the shower head or, you know, suction it to the shower glass or whatever.
Right.
It was awesome, dude. It was so awesome, and I was enjoying my, like, speaker and shower beer time that I damn near, for Christmas, 1 year, almost just bought my entire family a waterproof speaker to stick back a beer. Like, you got to enjoy this moment, man.
It's amazing. Okay. Yeah. I have the 5-minute timer ready, so you just let me know.
Perfect. All right. Ready,
Do you need background music while you're doing this?
Sure. Why not, if you have it?
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right, so Diablo 4 review. Diablo 4, by the time that you were listening to this podcast, it is out, my friends. The 4-day early access, it is going for Digital Deluxe and Ultimate, in Ultimate Package owners of Diablo 4. So the Diablo 4 series had a total of 4 betas. There was a closed beta, 2 open betas, and then an endgame beta, in which all of the YouTubers, reviewers, everyone, man, has been slowly releasing footage based off of the clause that, you know, Blizzard set forth, and they're now able to release it. So Diablo 4 reviews are out, Gage, and guess what?
2 out of 10.
So close.
Higher or lower?
Higher.
8 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Good job. Nice. You're really close there. Yeah.
So, 5 out of 5. If you gave me like 8 more guests. Come on.
10 out of 10s, 100%, man. People are saying, and this isn't just YouTubers, man. This is IGN. This is PC Gamer. This is all of the big headliners are saying that this is by far the best Diablo video game that they have made yet to this date. It comes with a endless amount of entertainment. The characters are a lot of fun to play. The battles are amazing. The graphics are astonishing. The storyline lacks just a little bit, but the amount of content that there is in this game, it is full-fledged worth it. So they are saying that this game, man, they could easily see, especially if you're a Diablo fan, an ARPG fan, or an MMO fan, that you could be in love with this game instantly. In that there were actually reviewers, man, that while playing it during their review said that they had to stop themselves after 40 hours in getting through the campaign and endgame content because they had become too addicted to the video game that they didn't want to like ruin it any further by trying to cram 100 hours into a 2-week span to lose all of that progress and then have to do it again. Gotcha. 1 week later this week during the release. So this came to a lot of shock to a lot of people because everyone thought that they were going to screw up this video game. But from the sounds of it, man, it's going to be the best one yet. They took some of the best aspects of Diablo 1, Diablo 2, and Diablo 3, crammed it all in Diablo 4. And the best part yet, man, they are listening to the public and taking advice and making changes based off of what the community is asking for. So they are saying, man, that they feel that the repeat value, right, the replay value of this video game is probably going to be a unlimited amount because not only is the game just the core values of it amazing, but the battle pass that everyone was incredibly worried about actually, man, is indeed, it doesn't necessarily, it's not a pay-to-play setup, but you can basically pay to tap into more lore, Diablo lore storyline, and for more cosmetics. So it's this cool in-between of pay $10 and, you know, if you want to learn more about the Diablo franchise, go for it. If not, man, you can enjoy this game forever. So a lot of the experts, Gage, are saying that they think one human being could very, very easily cram in about 1,000 hours into
my God
being able to play this video game. Okay. And the best part about that, man, is that people have been complaining about $70 being too much for one video game.
Right.
If you break that down, dude, that's 7 cents an hour to play this video game.
Yeah.
I mean, 70 cents for 10 hours, $7 for 100 hours. I mean, how do you argue that? That is an amazing, amazing rate, man, for a video game these days.
Yeah, especially I'd pay 10 times that, more than that. Yeah.
Yeah, considering that we play other video games, man, at $60 that are nowhere close to that kind of replay value. So the reviews are out, man, and at least from the betas, the 2 betas that I got to play on the game, dude, I am literally...
That's 5 minutes.
Okay.
Do you need another 5 minutes?
No. All I was going to say was I am literally so insanely excited for this game to play it tomorrow, man, that it's literally like marked on my calendar. I already told Margaret, like, when 5 p.m. hits and she's at work and it's just me and the kids here, the kids are pretty much fucked. Like, that's it. It's done. I'm sorry, kids. But you are Dunsky's bro, and daddy's going to just be sitting here. I already took Friday off from work.
So what time will it comes out tomorrow, right? For you?
Yes. Today is March 31st. It comes out technically May 31st. What did I say? March?
March 31st. Eh, same thing.
Yeah, it's May 31st. Kinda. Yeah, sure. And it's May 31st. The game comes out for me because it comes out technically June 2nd, I think, like European time or something.
Okay.
Like at midnight. So for me and Mountain time, it comes out June 1st at 5 p.m. If you are on the East Coast of the United States of America, at 7 p.m. and West Coast, I don't know, my accent went a little sideways there.
It's all right.
If you're on the West Coast, 4 p.m. So
now here's another important question. 7 p.m., yep. Well, obviously 5 p.m. Denver time for a release. There's another big event happening tomorrow night in Denver at 6:30.
I know.
Will you?
I'm
going
to have to watch both of them.
I'm going to say, are you going to have it on the TV while you're playing Diablo?
No, kids will have that TV. I'll have my headphones on. I'll have probably the hard part, man, was that I was going to stream. And I don't know if I can stream and watch the basketball game all at the same time. But something tells me that might be pushing my graphics card and my
choking
computer
out just a little bit. The bandwidth a little too much.
Yeah, trying to stream, record a 4K camera while playing a video game in 4K while watching a basketball game might be just a little too much. So I may, while I'm like streaming and stuff, man, I think I might just watch the game on my cell phone, like at my computer desk. Because this first game, this is the, because we didn't really explain.
Yeah, we didn't exactly say, but.
Gage, go ahead.
The Denver Nuggets, for the first time in 47 years, have made it to the NBA championship. They're playing against the Miami Heat for it all. A big gold trophy, and then you could make fun of every other NBA team.
Yep.
And this is only 1 year after the Avalanche won the Stanley Cup. And so we're looking good.
We are looking good, my friend. A few questions for you, Gage. Now, this is with, why are you waving to your bird back there, man? That's weird.
Not my bird. Somebody broke in and I was pointing out the TV, so they leave me alone. It's over there, asshole. Go get it.
I'm podcasting. Can't you see?
Can't you see I'm in the middle of something here? No. Oh my God.
So the Miami Heat, man, are very much so the underdogs.
Oh, big time.
Big time. Like, they had a terrible record through the regular season, and they were, what, the 8th seed in the playoffs?
Yeah, or 7th,
I think.
8th or 7th, yeah.
Yeah. Terrible. Denver Nuggets, man, they look so good. So, so good. They fucking took LeBron James' shitty, smelly ass and just wiped the floor with it.
And Anthony Davis's unibrow.
Yep, and Anthony Davis's massive unibrow. Massive unibrow. Looks like a mustache above his eyes. It's ridiculous.
It does. I mean, I wish I could grow that as a mustache, but
Yeah. Who do you think? I mean, obviously I'm assuming you're going to be biased here and say Denver Nuggets, but if you were to be, would you tell your bird or that burglar to pipe down?
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. The burglar just came out and said that they're okay. They said they're fine. So good. I'm glad. That's good. I was worried about the burglar.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the question before that whole thing?
Who do you think is going to win the chip?
It's got to be the Nuggets. I don't even see it going to like a game 6.
Yeah. I gotta say, man, neither do I, honestly. I see Denver just taking this thing home, like, clean and simple, you know? Maybe one game loss, but...
Yeah, gentleman sweep, maybe. I mean, it's one of those things. It might, you know, have a little concern that, I mean, the Nuggets have been off. They'll be off for, like, 9 days before it, where the Heat just played 2 nights ago. But
which generally, at least when we've seen in the NFL, man, when this happens, usually it's the team that just kept playing are usually the winners in the end. So hopefully the Nuggets, man, didn't take a single day off from practice. Hopefully they just kept going, you know.
Yeah.
I think that would have been the key. So we'll see. What's your plans? You're just going to watch it at home or?
Yeah, I don't really have anything going on. in typical Tech Brews Games fashion, I am way behind on my YouTube video due on Friday, so I'll probably be editing and watching the basketball game.
There we go. Hell yeah.
So,
Hell yeah, brother.
That's a sound thing we need on this is Hulk Hogan going, hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother. Yeah, and that's where, you know, it's funny that you bring that up, Gage, because I was going to talk to you about this tonight. The YouTube channel, the social media accounts, the podcast. We're about to get serious here, man. Did you ever see the podcast growing to this level that we're at now?
No, definitely not. Did you?
In all seriousness, no. That we actually have some fans out there.
Any at all?
Any at all, dude? Yeah, there's actually people out there that enjoy our content and think we're funny. No.
I mean, yeah, there was that one day where we had 100 and whatever people listening to us.
Like it was like 192 downloads or something dumb. Yeah.
Hey,
something ridiculous.
I'm more impressed with where we're at with the YouTube channel, and we're closing in on the big 200 million subscriber, somewhere in there.
Yeah, so something like that.
Jump on YouTube, go subscribe. You might be lucky enough to be number 200.
Yeah. That could easily be a big dream come true for someone lucky fan out there.
That's what everybody, you know, just wants to be.
Yeah. You know, and the funny thing, man, about YouTube, right? That I can't seem to grasp my head around is how unpredictable it is. In so many ways, so incredibly unpredictable. And that even though there's so many YouTube channels out there that just say simple shit, like it's all about if you know what you're doing, just create a cool thumbnail and good pacing on the video and you'll be fine. I don't necessarily think that's like,
can I just interrupt you for half a second? Speaking of YouTube going up and down. Did you see how many views your short from like 2 weeks ago got today?
Yeah.
What is that? Like 5,000 views?
Yeah, something ridiculous like that. And it was like, you're talking about the Diablo 4 tier list one?
Yeah.
Yeah. And not only that, man, but everyone's commenting about how they don't agree with it and it's garbage and that I suck ass at creating tier lists. And
you want me to read a couple of them? We got Young Swags says, this tier list is all wrong. L-E-L. And then somebody comments on it. What's your take? And then another person 11 hours ago, Skyzer says, another garbage tier list. Calling Druid bad or C tier just shows people play him absolutely wrong.
Yep.
And then somebody at the bottom, new multi-show 7 hours ago, said, worst list ever.
Worst list ever.
Well, new multi-show with only 8 subscribers. You're wrong. It's the best list ever. So go check it out.
Yeah, well, and he posted something 2 months ago that says Diablo 4 LA build mass OP necromancer. I may just go onto his video and comment worst build ever and just leave it at that. You know?
You should. Nah, yeah, maybe.
So, and but yeah, this is right. I won't do that because I'm not mean.
No.
And just because they don't agree with my tier list doesn't really mean anything to me. So.
But you are going to lose sleep over it tonight. Let's be honest.
I'm probably going to lose more sleep over the fact that I'm staring at blue light and drinking a shitty Topo Chico than those comments by far.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I've definitely learned, man. And this is a very valuable lesson, man. I used to always say that I didn't care about people's opinions, but I think deep down I did care about people's opinions. Between my actual day job and this YouTube channel, man, I feel empowered that I really have learned that I don't give a fuck what anyone says or thinks out there. Because yeah. I have had some really shitty things said about me, and I've realized that some people just aren't going to agree with me, and they don't like me, and they whatever. Right. And I've learned, man, to just not let dumb little things like that get to me anymore. And I don't know if I would have learned this valuable lesson, man, without this beautiful little YouTube channel of ours.
Yeah. You know? Learn things about yourself when you put yourself out there. Yeah, you learn that you either care too much or you don't care enough. Yep. And pick your side. I know some YouTube people, we've all seen it. They're out there on YouTube. People start getting on their case, you know, start making jokes, make a comment like that, like worst tier list, whatever. And then if you are going to go out there and then go right after them and say like, oh, really? You think so? People are going to see that you are feeding into the haters and it's only going to get worse. So just ignore it.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I created a video the same week that I created that short that everyone hates. the video that I posted literally just days before or days after or whatever, vice versa. Comments. Nice video, man. Thanks for your hard work. Love your content. I like clear and informative videos about my favorite games. So far, yes, I enjoy it. Another guy, grossly underrated channel. We get beautiful comments all the time. And then all of a sudden, you get some, you know, whatever, 14-year-old that just says, worst list ever. You suck. Another garbage tier list. All right, bro. Sounds good. Sorry, you don't agree with me. That's all good, though. You know? So, but in all honesty, though, man, I never thought that we would actually be at just about 200 subscribers. And this is, for us at least, Gage, a pretty short amount of time for the most part. Yeah. We didn't really start like really, really trying at YouTube until what, man? Maybe like January?
Not even February?
Was it? Yeah, I was going to say not. I don't even think January, man.
I think that's when we started making like some shorts like, let's see how this goes.
Yeah, I think, let's see here. Yeah, it was right around January, maybe beginning of the year. It looks like we have a bunch of like little shorts.
Yeah.
It was January. Like literally January 1st, I created some YouTube shorts on City Skylines. So do you enjoy it, Gage? Have you actually learned to like love it, enjoy it? Are there parts that you hate about it?
You know, I think the things that I hate about it is, you know, we're both busy and sometimes if I can sit down and take my time with it and like, you know, put the work into it where I'm like, yeah, I feel good about it. It's awesome. But like when you're kind of rushed and, you know, that kind of stuff, it can be, it's just another added stress. But yeah, for the most part, I like it a lot.
Yeah, I've learned to enjoy it, and I would agree, man. I wish I had more time to really focus on it. The part that sucks is when you're like really rushing for a video, like now, and you have 2 days to, you know, crank out even a video
literally
basically.
Like one day.
One day to crank out an entire video
to pull it out of my ass.
Yeah, those feel a little stressful. When you have a full week to work on a video, man, you tend to feel pretty good about it. But
yeah.
I've definitely learned through this process, man, I think a lot of valuable stuff, far more than just learning to not care so much about what people think, but to also be able to like kind of take criticism and learn from it a little bit. And even if it's just a 14-year-old or whatever, could be a 9-year-old just trying to poop on your parade, you know?
Right, right.
That there's still some lessons to be learned, right? And that maybe even just simple things, like that maybe not being so biased sometimes can be good and having more perspective on things, right? Maybe a tier list isn't always the best way to go. Maybe there is a middle ground, you know? Maybe there isn't a 1 through 5 series class. Maybe it's better to kind of open up a perspective in that YouTube channels and videos, man, could even be that you're also playing devil's advocate half the time. And that yeah. Some people that even during like a review, if you're doing a review gauge of, let's just say, some headphones or something, to not always be so biased, but maybe even try to open up from your own perspective, the devil's advocate side, to see if you can even get someone else to have more perspective. Because maybe yeah. There is just some dark, cloudy shithead out there that just has tunnel vision and needs a little perspective in his life. Maybe yeah. You can be that guy, Gage.
I can be that guy.
You could be that guy, dude. You could be the dude that convinces the world that picking your nose isn't such a bad thing after all.
Picking your nose is actually good for you.
I tried to make that whole thing sound a lot better than it actually is.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's just one of those things. It's hard to put into words.
It is. It really is.
Yeah, you're never going to please everybody, no matter what you do.
No, definitely not. And one thing too, man, that actually... I was actually watching, so I watch, I don't know about you, Gage, but I watch a lot of videos on YouTube about like how to improve your YouTube channel, things to pay attention to, how to create better thumbnails, how to maybe like edit videos a little bit quicker, how to, you know, whatever, like better workflows, maybe not necessarily like sacrifice quality, but, you know, improve your editing skills. And I was watching one video that was YouTubers interviewing other YouTubers, and there was this one guy, Ali Abdul, has like 5 million subscribers or something. He's big time YouTuber, filthy rich, has all these like YouTube courses and whatever else.
Right.
He quit being a doctor to become a YouTuber full time. And he was a, what are they called, man? What's the technical term? He worked the emergency rooms in hospitals.
Just an what's ER that specialist? Doctor?
There's a technical term for it. But anyways, he was whatever.
Like a trauma person?
Yeah, like a trauma doctor, essentially.
I'd have to ask my roommate. I can't remember. Yeah, I don't know.
There's a technical term for it. But there was on this interview, man, there was a doctor, there was a lawyer, there were teachers, there were guys like me and you, there were people that didn't graduate high school. And there wasn't a single person everywhere from the lawyers down to the people that didn't even graduate high school that said building a YouTube channel is by far one of the hardest things anyone has ever done. And even the lawyers and the doctors said that creating a YouTube channel is far harder than taking the bar exam or even like the medical tests to get a become a licensed doctor.
You're making me feel real confident.
But I think it just goes to show, man, that like we're growing, you know, it takes time. Yeah. And there's a lot of people that say that it takes them 3 years to grow their channel to like a reasonable level. You know, some people, they do it in one.
I mean, look at our podcast. Video. It's been 2.5 years and we're just kind of farting around with it still.
Yeah,
no offense to all of our listeners, I mean, but it's. I think, well, I don't know what the heck we thought we just kind of did it for fun. We didn't know what this was going to turn into. I don't know if we really ever thought we'd have like 10,000 subscribers after 1 month, you know, but maybe we did. I don't know.
No. I mean, I remember me, you, and Mitch, the very first time we ever texted about it. It was literally like, dude, we all sit around and talk about video games. You want to just like
hit record and do it?
Just do it and just kind of see what happens, you know? And it was like, yeah, sure, I guess.
Yeah, man,
and
we took it
so insanely seriously that very first record. We all printed stuff out. We all were like, you know, it was like, this is going to be great. This is going to be the best thing ever. And that now it's like secondhand nature to us, right?
Yeah. Just hit record. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Remember, we were like
here and there.
Yeah. We were editing out like little voice hiccups and little sound
like
editing things.
We'd get rid of the and now it's just sort of like, I'm like choking over here and it's like, yeah, just keep rolling. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. You know, your bird and burglars and roommates are all farting in the background and stuff and stealing shit. And it's, you know, no one cares, you know, no one cares, dude. Right. So, it's definitely evolved. And we do care about it. We love this podcast. We love our listeners. We love our segments. We love all of that stuff. I don't think we ever got into this thinking this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And this thing better make $1 million. Otherwise, I'm going to be pissed. And still to this day, man, whether it made $0, $1, $10,000, I don't know if I would treat it any differently because I just kind of love what we do. And that's it.
Yeah.
You know?
But it makes it more personable that way. And if we do grow that, you know, obviously we don't have time to put into this podcast like Joe Rogan does, right? We have like 15 minutes to throw something together and be like, all right, here we go.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They're not this elaborate, like we have all these hosts and interviews and elaborate questions and sponsorships and all this stuff, man. We just enjoy kind of what we do and how it's done. So, you know, personally, man, I mean, I'm a very analytical person, so I dive into the details a lot. You know that, you know, usually mine engages conversations. This is what it looks like. I send like 9 things of all this elaborate garbage that doesn't make any sense of analytical shit of like, Gage, we should do this, 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 and this, and this would be awesome. Let's do this. And oh, dude, I found this sweet website. It'll upload 1 short to 5 websites so we could do less and more efficiency and do all this shit. And then like Gage will text back like, okay, sounds good, dude. And I'm like, fuck yeah, he's in. Let's do it. Fuck yeah, this is great. I've got a partner. Like, this is awesome. And then we like jump on the podcast and I'm like, hey, dude, we're going to talk about all this stuff. And then we don't we talk about like half of it.
Maybe. We get too distracted.
Yeah.
We talked for 30 minutes about showering and scratching our butts. Like,
oh, shit.
I read all your text messages. I'm really bad at like texting long things and like putting my words together and stuff. So like, I'm like, neat. That's really cool. So that's what I put down.
Well, and sometimes I'm like, I'm probably annoying the shit out of him. I got to stop texting him. I'm probably pissed him off today. He probably stopped reading them. I'm like, I just keep going too. I just like, I'll be like, sweet, he read them. I should tell him about this other thing I thought about. And like type out another paragraph. And
I was thinking about this in the shower today.
Yeah. And then I'll text out another thing and I'm just like, I gotta tell Gage about this. And oh, I thought about this. And oh, I thought about. And then it's like, yeah. And then I'll get like, you know, either whatever, you know, text back or nothing or well, I don't know, whatever. But that's just like, that's how I operate though. You know, my mind runs 100 miles an hour all day, every day, man. And I'm all about like efficiency, but I want to have fun with it. And I don't want to ruin it, but I also want it to like feel more progressive than, you know, whatever. So yeah. Even like the YouTube channel, I'm just like, how do I maximize my efficiency here and do all this stuff? You know, so even like editing techniques, right? All the AI stuff we talk about. Gage, I watched all these YouTube videos, man. Look at all this shit. I found it so cool. Oh my God. You're going to be able to edit your videos in 2 seconds.
I've been, like, cool, I mean, man. I watch that stuff too. And I've been working on like setting up macros on my mouse so I can like ripple delete and do all this stuff with just like one quick click, 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 yeah. click, 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 yep. click. So, I mean, I do that too. Just yep. maybe not, I'm not as vocal of a person. And you know me, I'm not a very good texter, even like with like groups like you and Nina. It's like 2 days later and I'm like, yeah, I never responded to that one, did I? Because like in my head, I'm like, I responded to that. And then Nina sends the text like, you dumb motherfucker. And I'm like, oh, I did not respond to that.
You're like, nope, definitely actually didn't respond to that. That's cool. Yeah. And that's where, man, I'm even like on my video editing stuff. I now have like one creates a cut, two will ripple delete, so I can like clip the whole thing really quick and easy. You know, three is to lock the current static video bar. Then I already have like pre-made color nodes.
Correction. Right.
And corrections built specifically to like my setup here. So it's even down to the point now, man, where it's like, I don't even have to color edit anymore. I just open up my LUT, throw it into one video, and then I just copy and paste after I know that it looks good, and then I'm done with that. The audio editing, I know that my voice sounds the same way on this microphone every single fucking time, so that's already preset. So it's like little things like this even now. It's just like my video editing skills have gotten way better and way quicker, I feel like, in the past like 5 months we've done this.
Yeah.
And even that, man, is fun to say. Like, I feel like I can edit a pretty good video for the most part. Not the best by any means. I would say like I'm mediocre, right? I'm not like terrible. I'm like somewhere in the middle. But it's nice to say that I have those skills, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and you can feel like you're improving something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I get that. Yeah. And so imagine, then you got to think like, and again, it's hard to look long term, but like then if you look like, yeah, I mean, imagine how I used to have to do this 3 months ago, you know, and now it's just sort of like, yeah, I could whip something together by tomorrow night, probably.
Yeah, exactly. And there was it was on Monday, man. I had like all these people over for Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And Ashley and Patrick and Margaret were all talking about our YouTube channel.
Oh no.
In our podcast. And they were just like, and it was actually like, I don't know, it was like kind of good stuff, whatever, for the most part. They're just like, yeah, I don't know how you and Gage like fit it all in. Like you guys are crazy. Like that you do all this stuff. And it was like, oh, thanks. I'll take that as a compliment.
Thank you. Yeah, it is. It is like a compliment, but at the same time, it's like, I don't really know either sometimes.
I don't know either. And at the same time, I don't really feel like I do anything either to begin with. Like I just talk to a friend and I spend about 10 minutes clipping this crappy audio file together and I upload it to this crappy website that took money from us and, yeah, you know, fuckers. And that's that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we don't even do much to like plan this stuff out. But I think the other part of it too is just like when I'm sitting on the couch though in my spare time, man, I'm usually looking up like YouTube stuff on how to like improve this channel or
sure.
topics for the podcast or, you know, like I'm always kind of working towards it a little bit, but it's because we enjoy it, you know?
Yeah. There's something to learn there and something to improve yourself, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And one thing that Ashley had commented to like shortly after that, she was like, I would never be able to do that because I hate hearing myself talk. I don't know how you guys enjoy hearing yourself talk. And I was like, Ashley, yeah. I fucking hate the sound of my voice, actually. Truthfully, I hate it. I think I literally sound stupid as could be, man. Like, straight dumb. And I've noticed, like, I slur my words. I, like, mumble. I've picked out like all these little flaws in myself that drive me nuts about myself.
Right. Something that nobody else would ever notice.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, for sure.
And I'm just like, actually, I hate watching myself on camera. I hate listening to myself. It's miserable. But I do it because I enjoy the podcast and the YouTube side of things. Everything right. but listening to myself. That part yeah. sucks.
And you get kind of more used to it over time when you're editing and stuff. But like, I don't ever listen to our podcast. I kind of watch my video. I watch your videos. Like, mine are up there. And I'm like, I don't really want to watch this.
See, and vice versa, man. I watch every single one of your videos, no matter what. I'll go onto my private channel. I watch your yeah. video and I do the like same it. Thing. And then I go back to like our channel and then I'll watch it again and like it just to see if it like helps the algorithm a little bit.
Yeah.
A logarithm. But yeah, man, I would say though, and on top of that, dude, the one thing that I can also say I've enjoyed is this YouTube channel is kind of like brought me back to video gaming a little bit more. Than what I was.
Sure.
And made me like love it again, you know? So, which is good because I've done nothing but video game my entire life. And it was one thing that was like almost sad that it was like going away. Like I was getting bored with myself or something, you know? Yeah. So,
and now you get a new perspective of gaming where you're actually looking at like, why do I actually like this game? What makes it a game that I actually yeah. like to play? Yeah, I totally get that.
Yeah. I dive into the details a little bit more of the whole thing. So, but yeah, otherwise, man, your thoughts, do you think we covered it all? What pros and cons of YouTube channels, podcasting? Do you like it? You love it? Do you kind of hate it? What's, you know?
No, it's fun. I think it's just the biggest thing is don't take it too seriously. You know, yeah. it's not really worth, being too serious with it. Just have fun. And, you know, no matter what you do, I think we've said this kind of before, like, your first videos are probably not going to be good.
Nope.
No offense, but they're probably not. So just get it over with and get it out of the way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Just get it out of the way.
That would be the biggest thing, I would say.
Yeah. There's another YouTube channel that I watch, man, that focuses a lot about like YouTube channels, how to grow and blah, 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 called Think Media.
Yeah.
And yeah, their entire motto is just hit record. Like, stop thinking about it. Stop worrying about it. Stop worrying about the details. If it's a good video, if it's a good topic, if it's a good, like, all this stuff. Just fucking hit record, man, and post it. And then you get used to it. And then the goal is just to make 1% incremental, like, you know, I'm going to do this better.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this better. I'm going to make a better thumbnail. I'm going to pay more attention to what... You know, this dude who says that my fucking tier list sucks ass.
I'm going to prove him wrong.
I'm going to prove him wrong. Yeah. I'm going to next tier list. Everyone's on the S tier. There is no tier list. It's all S tier.
Because then the next people are like, how could you possibly put him there? He sucks.
Or I'm going to do. Have you ever seen the YouTuber Two Turnt Tony?
No, it sounds familiar. God, okay.
Yeah, you got to go watch this guy. He's hilarious. He's such white trash, man. But his name is Two Turnt Tony. And he does like funny little things where like he knows when he posts a video. For instance, he was like hitting golf balls into a swamp.
Okay.
Right after he was done hitting golf balls into the swamp, he immediately made the comment. He was like, before I have to listen to any of you fucktards in the comments complain about how unenvironmentally friendly this is. These are biodegradable balls, so I don't want to hear shit. And then he just ends the video, and that's it.
Biodegradable balls. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like, it's one of those things, like, you could instantly just, like, while he's, like, hitting golf balls, you can just, I could feel the, just, like, the, someone's going to complain about that.
Right.
I already see it. Someone's going to bitch, say that an alligator is going to eat it and choke, or I don't know. Some idiot's going to say some dumb comment. So he immediately tackles that because even he knows that. And he's like, these are biodegradable balls. Shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear about it.
Don't say a word.
Yeah. So even on like my tier list, like the next tier list I do, I'm just going to straight up say, this is my opinion. So I don't care to hear about your opinions in the comments, but this is what I think. Druid sucks. Sorcerers are great. That's it. Period in the story.
Suck my ass.
Go figure out your...
See you later.
Suck. Yes. Suck my ass. Go create your own fucking tier list, you know? So, you know, it's about evolving.
It's, yeah. About evolving. So.
Oh, shit. All right. Do you got anything else, buddy?
Nah, man. That's it.
Yeah. All right. Last thing I'm going to leave for you here, Gage. Most expensive water bottle in the entire world. Beverly Hills 90 H2O water bottle.
Uh-huh.
Guess how much it goes for per liter.
Is it, this is like I'm buying a water bottle like that there's water in it, or like I'm buying a reusable water bottle like the Linus Tech Tips water bottle?
No, it's literally like it looks like a plastic water bottle that literally has the label Beverly Hills 90 H2O on it.
I don't know, $30.
It says, here, let me read this to you real quick. Beverly Hills 90 H2O Diamond Edition was once available in 2018. For $100,000.
Why? Does it have like diamonds in it?
After inflation adjustments. I can't read this part. Designed and created by a Beverly Hills jeweler, the otherwise normal looking bottle is topped with a cap containing 850 tiny diamonds and is filled with California spring water. The company's website has information on it. Here in 2023 for pre-orders that they will be getting ready for next year. Guess how much a bottle of this sold for at a silent auction in 2022?
$22,000? Wait.
$232,000.
Why? What? What? Why, though?
Thanks for joining us on another episode of Tech Brews Games. We'll see you on the next episode. Peace.
Later.